Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our January 24th Commissioner's Court Day. I'm glad everybody was able to make it despite all the precipitation we're having. Let the record reflect we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible. Brother Vales, would you mind leading us in a word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here today, let us be ever mindful of the tasks at hand. Let us say a special prayer for those that are affected by the floods right now, for our first responders and all of our employees that are in charge of keeping these people safe. As we go forward, give us the strength, give us voice, and give us wisdom. All these things we say in your holy name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Number four, public comments.
You got one in the very back, might want to speak.
Yeah, he signed up. Ernest Bales. Morning, sir.
Morning, how are you guys?
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Bales.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here. You know, I really try my best to stay out of the way and let you guys conduct business as needed and there whenever you guys have a question. It was brought up to me, and I've had a conversation with Commissioner Brandon trying to figure out the best way to address. I think the actual House bill was 3697 that we passed this last legislative session, and the interpretation of that and how that affects our counties. Actually called and spoke to Judge Sidney Murphy over in Polk County for a while. I spoke to Judge Knight. I just put in calls to Noe Barrios as the legislative director of Texas Association of Counties, as well as just had a good conversation with Senator Betancourt, who actually passed the bill. And it was in no means their interpretation nor intention to regulate the ability of an individual to split land among family members. So I put in two calls to General Terry Wilson, whose bill that it was, and then Terry Wilson, who actually passed that bill in the Senate. They made substantial changes over in the Senate. And I'll just read the one excerpt from the bill. It's a 10-page bill. The owner of a tract of land located outside the limits of the municipality must have a platted subdivision prepared if the owner divides the tract into two or more parts to lay out. Subdivision of the tract, including an addition, lots, streets, alleys, squares, parks, or other parts of the tract to be intended by the owner of the tract. The main issue that has to be underlined here, to be dedicated to public use. So they plainly state that Senator Betancourt is going to have his legislative director actually call me. He said it was in no means their intention to regulate the ability of when an individual passes away, if they actually deed that to their family members, to actually take away the ability for them to be able to do so and put then the additional burden for them to have to do and apply drainage studies and everything else. So I don't have more information. That's why I came by this morning to actually get the bill number to make sure that I was looking at the right thing. So we just started making those phone calls, but as I get more, I'd be glad to talk with you guys, either individually or in a workshop or however you guys want to discuss this. But this did come directly from Senator Betancourt, who knows what the legislative intention was since it was his bill. And he said under no stretch was it to regulate an ability to break that among family members. And also that's the same interpretation of Judge Sidney Murphy over in Polk County, and Judge Jay Knott over in Liberty County. So with that, appreciate your time. I just wanted to let you guys know that the concern had been brought up, so we're trying to look at that to figure out how best to get you guys information any way that I can help. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. McCubbin, can we get a report on Brother Dieter? Last time he was here, they took him off an ambulance. Is he doing all right?
Yes, sir. He's doing fine. He's still recovering at home.
All right.
Just medication.
Well, I'm just kind of concerned about him. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
No, sir.
All right. Item number 5, announcement, possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. Everybody knows it's raining, everybody knows we're under a flood watch and so forth. We got several roads underwater. We can publish those on our website and Facebook and all that. Emergency management's been notified by TRA. They're fixing to raise the output at the dam to 70,000, which is, it won't be long at that rate. Muscle Shoals will go to running backwards down there, won't it?
About 85.
Yeah, if you encounter high water, please turn around.
Yes.
I mean, it just ain't worth it.
Yes.
I know everybody thought, I can make it. Please, be smart.
Except for Miss Wright. You won't drive through high water at all.
Mm-mm.
She just told me that.
Yeah. Anything else we need to mention or anything? We had a nice crowd here at the shelter. Was it Wednesday, I think? Not Wednesday. Monday.
I mean, it was 2 weeks.
We had a pipeline. What did they call it? It was like a class or something for people that are operating on pipelines, and then it also had a section for the fire department, EMS, and so forth. Had a full crowd. The whole building was going on. Really nice turnout. Catfish was exceptional. I ate enough for all of you guys.
That was probably.
Anyway, it was a nice event. And a good day for it. It was raining, and they still had a terrific turnout. So,
I got one thing.
Yes, sir.
We had talked recently about the gauges that we got working with St. Center River, and just to give everybody an update. Anybody that's going down 150 or 945 south, or those areas in Peach Creek that we have those gauges at, they were live. Any individual here that's got the internet can go. I put them on my Facebook, the site link's on there. You can click on that link and you can get the rise of the water and everything and help you in case there's a flood, because we already know, like Winter Creek on 150, when it reaches 7.4, the Dabney Bottom's going underwater. Mm-hmm. It's already got an inch of water. So, it's a good tool for people to use to help them when they're traveling around the county. So anyway, wanted to point that out.
So okay. just on your Facebook page, or
I just posted last night when I got them going.
Can they get that and put it on someone on the county or Emmett's page? Or?
I'll send them. All Emmett's got to do is go to the Facebook page and copy it and put it on whatever he wants to. Anybody can do that. It's shareable.
Those gauges are getting a workout right now.
They are.
I guarantee you. All right.
So we're supposed to have a DECOG meeting tomorrow in St. Augustine. Yeah.
You will.
12:00. Announcement.
What time are we leaving?
We probably need to leave about 9:00, I guess.
Yeah, it's a hike up there.
Be good for you to attend, Mr. Bales.
It's
representing us?
I just assumed you drive. The last time I drove, I got on the wrong road, and we had a harrowing experience trying to get there before it was over.
Wrong road, you want to say Augustine?
We got to talking, and we, the navigator didn't tell me where to turn off, and we went, I mean, we saw some pretty country at more than the posted speed limit, I'm saying. All right. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve interlocal agreement with the city of Point Blank.
Mark, that's same as last one?
Same as the last 17, I guess.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Brandon. This has to do with maintenance of the roads and so on. Y'all didn't double the rate. Oh, he's here, sorry. It's same terms, right?
Same terms, yes, we're all in the same boat. It's $500 a month.
Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, it's unanimous, 5-0.
City of Point Blank, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mark, this is on the actual, on the, I'm taking for you on the private.
Oh, you've already signed it.
I've got the original right here, Judge. I'm signing.
Okay.
The copy of the original.
Please. Thank you.
That's the phone portion of it.
How's your husband? I haven't seen him in a while.
He's been busy.
Oh, I know this Janae is. Yeah. Did he go up to anywhere in the Quad Country? Did he go up to Ohio?
Item number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the cooperative agreement with Kelly Hoot for disposal of dirt and debris. That's an agreement you have to be able to haul ditch material in a ravine they got up there right off the highway.
Right
so
off,
it's
right off 190.
Yeah. I have a motion by Commissioner McNally, second by Commissioner Brandon. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, it's unanimous, 5-0. You got one of them too?
Original already signed. Oh, I was going to tell a while ago in number 5, the basement is flooding. We're sucking water in the basement as we speak. Courthouse.
Yeah. Well, it's saturated. It ain't got no work.
Through the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got the
pump ready. Well, we may start, when it dries up, we've set $1 million aside to address that issue, but it's got to be dry when we do it.
Is he taking pictures of it as he goes along?
I don't know.
You might want to suggest that in the roads and everything, because as many counties just covering.
It may be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text him and make some pictures of it.
You know, I know my dad is short.
Yes, sir.
Number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve final plat for Live Water Farms.
This has been an ongoing saga. I think this is the third, maybe fourth time we tried to get this resolved, and Ms. Robbie's went above and beyond to get it done, so.
Yeah, so my name is Robbie Flack Langley with Homeland Properties and Riffraim Investments. Y'all know me by now, but. So presenting the final plat for Live Water Farms.
You got some copies, young
yes,
lady?
Yes, I do. All everybody right. wants new copies, and I have a packet as
okay,
well.
Okay, because I ain't got nothing.
Okay. Get them laid out.
That's the ones over on Lake Pool, where that little gas, that oil well used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing has changed from the prelim to the final.
Well, I mean, you got... As far as whatever wells are on there, I'm sure he identified them on the plat.
There's no wells.
It's
pipeline.
It was abandoned in 1993.
It had a gas line on it and some old
If any of them hit, there's a well heads will be there. They're not producing. That's why the checks stopped.
No, there's two stub outs coming up.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's where
that's where the old building. Thank you.
And that's what our issue was, y'all, with the general public. Our issue was that I wanted all of them platted on this plat and put on there where people couldn't build on them. And she's went above and beyond, and the rules and regulations she's putting this thing are really good. Really good. I know the neighbors down there will be very happy with the rules, like Pat O'Brien.
This thing, they front Big Creek, a good bit of that. I imagine if we want to go look at it right now, we might need a canoe.
On the backside of it.
On the backside.
Yes, it's pretty, it got plenty of fresh water.
Yeah.
Plenty of fresh water.
It's pretty much all the same between both subdivisions. Just a copy of really everything.
I've looked at this thing
three or four times.
Thank you, ma'am. Matter of fact, me and the mayor went out there one time to look.
More than once.
Did you see what our final was?
It's like there's two plats on.
Yes, sir. They're just down the road from each other. You want some?
The smallest tract is 2.88.
Thank you.
That's plenty good enough.
Robbie, I got all this. Just leave, yeah, leave
okay.
Ours. Oh, yeah, I got the copies that. Right here.
Well, it's got lots of frontage here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of frontage. Do you see on there where all the lines are marked, Judge?
Yes, so, the elevations?
You brought the documentation to see it.
Well, I mean, I see
the
elevations.
She had it, because I had a copy of it all right here.
Yeah, it's all the, from when we presented the preliminary back in December, it's really all the same. There wasn't any changes needed from the prelim to the final. So, if you recall, we had a GPR survey done, ground penetrating radar, to identify where the pipes were abandoned.
You had a what done?
Ground penetrating radar survey done.
Yeah.
So we could see where there were some.
Where would you go to get somebody to do that?
Oh, there's a company out of Houston.
There they
that,
are.
That did it for us. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Sounded like a lawnmower. Yeah.
So they identified where all the underground, abandoned pipes were, and really? We have those shown on that plat.
Yes, ma'am.
And nobody can build, on those.
Have
areas.
You, Fritz? Can you read the rules they put in there?
Deed restrictions.
Deed restrictions. You need to read those real quick.
They're gonna be in the packet.
There you go.
That I
Mark's
gave
got a
you.
Packet with them.
Let me see.
There you go, Judge.
I hadn't seen them.
You need to read those real fast.
They're about them. Well,
that's probably the best ones I ever seen.
They're on the back, the very back of the packet.
So while I had you in front and center, how does Walker County handle their land divisions? Some are very more complicated than ours.
Much more complicated. I wouldn't recommend developing in Walker County.
So what's the difference? What's so much different?
I have not done one myself personally there, so I couldn't tell you all the specifics. I just know it's pretty difficult.
It is court approval on pretty much everything. Well, I've got a environmental office that everything, the permits go through. And they have to approve them and then send them to the court for approval. So I know it's a lengthy process.
Yeah, we don't have many clients doing it in Walker County. I mean, we've got, Texas Green Ranch, they've kind of got it perfected. But they have a whole department that handles all of that. So I have not known in Walker County.
So did y'all sell any of that property on 190 that they're developing?
No, we represented the buyer. That purchased it, but a lot of those developments do high pressure weekend land sales, so they'll hire agents to come out there and tour people around on the Saturday.
We heard they sold all that in opening day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where at? Oh, one down before you get to Dodge on the left.
Really? Wow.
I think they had...
You know, with a 25-foot restriction, that's a, in addition to these... I guess that in, that's overlaps the drainage easement, I guess. The,
yes, sir.
Yeah. If you went to adding it together, this 1 acre tract, it,
yeah,
it would really restrict that.
It's a dam.
Yeah. They so, just kind of work in tandem.
So what's the plan for the 1 acre tract? That's going to be the critical.
The 1 acre tract, I mean, they're all residential. They're all restricted to residential. But on that tract, we would only allow one constructor.
Yeah, so it'll be, it should be, it'll be a trailer house. I talked to the boy.
No puppy mills.
No what?
Puppy mills.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, Jacinto Investments had some deed restrictions similar to that.
Yes.
I don't know if you copied theirs or they copied yours, but they're pretty much identical.
Yeah, we use these restrictions kind of as a blanket for, I mean, all of our clients for the most part. Yeah.
I think they're very good. It's a hole.
Yes. Is there public water in between?
No, there's not public water. Each will install their own water well.
As close as that is to Big Creek, you probably get water at about 40 feet.
The only thing I got a question is on the 1 acre.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to have adequate for sewer and a well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of room there. I think you really only
you got
need
a
25 half
a foot fill line on the front, didn't
I don't know how you would. Actually, I didn't mean I hadn't thought about that because a well, a water well, you got to have like 150 foot perimeter.
Yeah, I mean I think there's room there.
You have to put the water well down here to get your 150 feet.
The permit department already looked at it, didn't they?
Enough there for a standard system, but aerobic
depth. Yeah, but you can't discharge it in the 150 foot of the water well.
That's true. But if you wind up with the either the well in the front or the well in the back, you will have enough. Separation.
You kind of have to go in the middle. The widest part's only 208 feet. So that leaves you
58 foot.
Yeah, 29 foot on either side at the most.
And it's a judge.
You've got 5 feet drainage in the back.
On one side's already looked at them.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Conventional system, you can still get
in
the utility.
You could do like Carol's in, drill one well and hook them all up to it.
Yeah,
I'm kidding, young lady.
That's a whole other deal.
That's my old question.
Forgive me for making such a pale comparison. Well, I think we were ready to punch the ticket on this last time or two. There was just a little bit of question about the pipeline. Has that been resolved?
It's been all resolved. You did above and beyond. I make the motion to.
That's what I was waiting on. I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Are there any other questions? What'd you call that again? Radar?
Oh,
ground penetrating radar.
Yeah,
huh?
Ground penetrating radar. Called GPR. GPR
yeah.
Survey. Pretty interesting.
It is.
That, like I said, I don't know whether they're walking around or it's a remote device or what kind of. How, you didn't see them actually.
I didn't see it. There's a report in there, like and I think they have some pictures.
Like a line location. Yeah, it's okay. Dale's just a big box with like a lawnmower handle.
Yeah.
And he just
yeah, just go around the ground.
Yeah.
Really?
It kind of looks like a metal detector.
Yeah, it's like a metal detector, basically. Yeah. I think.
He was using it.
They even find bodies, everything else.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
All right. If there's no other comments, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
Thank you, Mr. Robbie. You did a good job on that.
Thank
y'all. I know it was a pain at first, but we worked through it. You did a good job. Thank you very much.
We want to do everything we can to make it perfect for reselling them and good for the county. So I'm going to come up and pass these down to get them signed.
Okay.
That's okay. So we just need the Mylars, and I did one paper copy last time.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all only need the Mylars, correct?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of them down there.
We're up here.
Yeah, right here, way up the top.
Make sure, yeah, kind of blue, probably the blue pens.
Sir, you have a new neighbor down there, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't
talked to anyone.
You know where the well is? That tank is on Pasadena.
He has not signed those yet. I'll bring them back around. I'll bring them back around.
Yeah, it's Ralph Cadwater.
Okay.
Very nice man.
Yeah. I'm not looking.
Very, very good people. Very good people.
It's a really pretty area.
It is.
Honestly, these are some of the prettiest tracks, in my opinion.
It really is. It's a nice piece. Got some nice houses on it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down Lake Pool.
Miss Barr's place.
I think you've got you up here too.
Probated an estate down there just passed.
Huh?
We probated an estate down there.
For who?
Remember? You know them, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
What was it?
I think it was right close to mine. It was right near that church.
You know, Ralph's Cadwater system built a new house there down
is
past
it?
That.
Is it?
I heard he was, Greg told me that he was giving his son his house and
yeah.
He's just built a new house there.
Tyler, yeah.
They're all at the top, buddy.
put dates on some of this, but I guess...
We'll fill it in.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get it.
He's for Miss Lindfors, doesn't want to do it. She's good, he can talk.
What'd you get? Is this one? Oh, yeah.
I went to school with him, I understand.
He was in, I'll pick him out.
Mm-hmm, I checked Gilbert since I touched up.
Mark Woods.
Yep.
He's got a sign too.
Y'all got a crayon?
Bring him.
He signed his name.
And this one down to you first.
He's always been talking.
This is like my line too.
Yes, so, yeah, the two separate plats.
Section one, section two.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to sign.
Yeah. What do you intend to meet? So you're running your pants tomorrow. You said that's some W-2s or something.
They do. They give me the W-2s.
They do.
You don't have a list of them.
I ain't got one yet.
You didn't get yours?
She come back and hand them, everybody.
Yeah,
she can't have me mine.
Yeah, she doesn't like you, so you didn't
get me. She already come by and get them.
My secretary is here.
Have you got one more?
She was there yesterday. Oh, yeah. Jen did, huh?
Yes, she brought me CDs.
Huh?
She brought me CDs.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
She's so sweet.
She is. I adore her.
I do too. I hate to lose her. It'll be long, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She runs a tight ship too. I think she don't. She ain't here either. You see her? The workforce people.
I don't know who that person is.
No, I don't see them.
I think so.
about that.
That's it for me. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank y'all very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you again.
Item number 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote on the application to revise subdivision plat to revise in part the plat in Waterwood, San Jacinto County by combining lots 27 and 28 in block 5, Bay Hill of Waterwood, as recorded in volume 5, page 26 of the plat record, San Jacinto County, and renaming as lot 27A. You carrying the ball on that one?
Yes, sir. 13 and 14, we need to pass on those. Both of them are they're not supposed to be on until 2/21.
All right.
They just got on premature.
They must have been in the bucket and she just stuck them on there.
Better be safe than sorry.
13 and 14.
13 and 14 both. We're going to pass on.
I got another one that's coming up that he's doing, this fella's doing it himself. I'm going to probably give him your number. And, I mean,
I've helped one or two do it. I mean, but.
Well, they just got to make sure they run the ad and
tax the fees.
No action on 13, 14. 15, consideration, discussion, possible vote to appoint board members to San Jacinto County Emergency Services District Precinct 3 position for 2024 and 2025.
I got two applications yesterday. I really have one from Mr. Jeff Coates. He's actually precinct. One from Mr. Epps. He's out there on Hillsdale Road. Really haven't had a chance to bet him.
Jeff Coat.
Charles Jeff Coat.
Right there.
It's all just put down. I understand. When we left the other day, we discussed maybe about swapping the place. I didn't know.
Yeah, I hadn't. I need to visit with him. As long as he stays on there, that's my only concern. Do you need time to look over those two applications you got?
Well, I can. Or you can check with him so we know which way to go.
Sir? I didn't hear you, Devin.
So I got two applications yesterday afternoon.
I think what he was saying was last time him and Fritz were talking about switching representatives.
That was the other one.
Well, I pointed out that you were concerned about Precinct 3 not being represented, and I said I did point out, well, my choice was Mr. Capers, who's does a fine job of representing the whole outfit, but he is Precinct 3.
Resident,
you know.
And my understanding, there's some stuff that the board is working on now.
I can't hear you, David.
I said there's some stuff that the board is supposedly working on now that any changes made, I don't know what it would do.
You said to leave Brian May on there. You don't want to leave, you don't want to take him off because they've got some projects in the works.
Well, that's kind of what I was told yesterday. And my deal was,
here's a novel idea. Just nominate Brian May. He does a crackerjack job, no matter where he lays his head. But I mean, that's I know you've already thought about that.
When is the the latest that somebody could be appointed for that, Denise?
The current person stays there until he is reappointed.
Until he's reappointed.
That's true. Yeah.
So he's probably still there until he's getting replaced.
That's correct. Right.
So it's up to you. I mean, we try to let you as a Precinct 3 commissioner, we'll appoint somebody.
Yeah, that's your pick, you know.
Well, and I just, the more I think about it, perhaps if we switch Mr. Capers over, then that's basically taking your spot. I just think leave him right where he's at, and then if you want to pick some new blood, that's, or keep Mr. May, that's up to you.
Or if you want to think about it, just think about it. We got time.
Yeah, we got.
Like I said, I just got these yesterday.
Why don't we just pass that way? Okay. We can all give that a little more thought.
I'll copy y'all on me.
Yes, sir. All right.
Pass on that.
Pass, no action.
Put it on the next court. Think that'll give you enough time?
I hadn't thought about all the intricate details about what would happen to switch the position, so to speak. Mm-hmm. If we switched them, that would create a vacancy over there, and then I think the board. I don't think that's any of my children's. So I ain't gonna answer.
Okay.
I see where the airplane mode is. Item number 16, consideration, discussion, and possible vote of renewal of the work-based learning agreement between Workforce Solutions and San Jacinto County Departments. Catherine Hall.
Are you calling 15 or 16?
Whatever I just read out, I don't know what I said. 16, we're passing on 15.
We are?
Well, 15 is what we just got through talking about for the last 10 minutes.
You're right. I can't count. Judge, I can't count. Work-based learning agreement, it's the renewal. Since we didn't get the renewal last year, essentially it is a paid internship where Workforce Solutions pays the worker to come work for county offices. It's dependent on when we have participants, so we don't always have participants to send. But when we do, I'd love to have county offices as potential work sites for those participants. I did condense the agreement down to where.
Well, that's good. It was like
a
Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yeah. And only requires 5 signatures instead of 85. So, and I did raise those prevailing wages to $12 for each of those positions as you requested the last time we met. So we have a maintenance position, office position, a jailer trainee position. Right. So they would not be, like, for the jailer trainee, they would not be by themselves, right? Like, they're always going to have, and they wouldn't necessarily, it would be whatever the sheriff or whatever the lieutenant or captain is comfortable with them doing would be what they're allowed to do as far as jailer trainee goes. And then we have, I can't remember what the last one is, but there was 4 positions in total.
One of them was extension. You got a form in here for extension agent.
Well, that's just the office. Yeah. So all of the different,
okay,
most of the departments in the county are included in there. I think there's 1 or 2 that are not included.
So let me ask this question. Who's going to send JP 1, 2, 3, 4, all 4 of them need to sign
the judge signs all of the.
The judge signs everything.
The judge signs all of it, yes.
Even
sir.
Though it's a different elected official office. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, it just makes it easier because.
It ain't like I could hire nobody. All I'm doing is proving this arrangement.
I was just looking through them and seeing.
Yeah, the judge just approves the arrangement. When it comes to us sending participants to the work site, we would actually contact. So if I had somebody in Shepherd, I would contact Donnie Marshall's office and say, hey, we have a participant. Do you have the ability to take them on? He would tell me yes or no. He would then interview them. He would then make a decision if they're a good fit or not. If they're not, we try somewhere else. If they are, then we move forward. We do the background check, drug test, all of that. Then we send them over to do whatever job title they're taking on.
Hey, you think we could hire the mayor point blank over there and pay him?
He probably makes too much money to, you know.
Get him, you said $12 an hour.
He's not making 12 now.
He's helping, you might qualify then.
He could work for me then. Just sign up with me.
I got one thing, or two things. One, I was going to say, all your work days, you go Monday all the way through, like Road and Bridge. We're not there Saturday and Sunday.
And that's fine. The department actually sets the schedule. It was just kind of open so that, I know some departments.
Law enforcement is.
Possibly would have weekends. And so, just, I put it open on all of them.
Okay.
And then you set the schedule.
The other thing is precinct 3 email address, again, is incorrect.
Is incorrect? I can certainly correct that.
That does not even exist as the 3.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I can fix that.
So, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
How many counties do y'all participate with?
Cinchona County, Polk County, and Tyler County are the 3 counties that I cover. We cover all of the 12 in the DETCOG region.
Okay. That's good.
I don't know if the other.
So my question is, have y'all got anybody working for the law enforcement departments in any county that you deal with?
I do have one in Corrigan right now.
Okay, in what capacity?
She's in dispatch.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so
dispatch training.
That's what I would.
Well. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one that y'all got?
As far as in the 3 counties that I cover, yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
what's that email?
With this question answered, I'll make a motion of approval, but Brandon. How many do we have now in Cinchona County? Or did we have in the previous year?
Participants right now, 0.
0. Did we have any last year at all?
I don't believe we did.
Okay.
Yeah. Ever since COVID, our participant level has been.
I have worked on Brandon before.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we had a couple over in maintenance that ended up working for the long haul for quite a few years after. Yeah.
So you're going to push to get us some. You're going to try to get some.
I'm trying to get some. I'm absolutely trying to get some.
I'm glad you condensed this form because it was that thick and
it was like a whole printer cartridge.
Getting that many signatures.
I made a motion last second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner McAnally. Any questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. How many places is there to sign?
It's just page 7 and then the last 4 pages.
All right. Most of these ones for the departments all say page number 8.
Yeah.
That's the third time I saw page 8, I figured what was going on there.
I seen you had Dennis Gilbert on there, which is probably not a good name.
Which one?
Dennis Gilbert on the permit.
Yeah, let me change
still,
that.
Probably need to put Trisha.
At Trisha Basham.
Okay. Yeah, because I went on the website and looked just to see, and on the county website it still has.
I've changed that email that Commissioner Brandon was concerned with, and I'm going to change that one.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, I'll make those changes, and then when I submit it, it'll have those changes on there. So I'll submit it to my supervisor.
I'm thinking of making it, but if you want to substitute pages with, you know, not my hen scratch, you're welcome to do that. Huh?
Yeah, I'll substitute the ones that don't have your hand scratch on it and correct the issues and then get it approved and then I'll bring you the final copy.
All right, did we say Basham, Trisha Basham?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dennis on here earlier.
I refiled mine this week.
mean, I've got some checks.
Yes, I already did mine yesterday.
So we may have been paid double, because we didn't pay for both.
But we called for, yeah, we voted, it's all done.
I'll check, so I just fish on anything.
Yeah, I think.
Permits, Dennis Gilbert. They got the same email?
What now is that?
Trisha's is 911. They do.
Trisha Basham.
Trisha's is the SJC 911.
SJC 911.
What are y'all having?
I got a call from your girl.
Did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here.
Loves to learn.
I'm ready for March.
Oh, yeah. Oh, late 10th.
Thank you, young lady. We got them all signed up, and we can substitute those pages if necessary. We're gonna move back to item number 5. Announcement, possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken.
I just got communication, Mr. Bell. State rep has been in communication with what we was talking about earlier with the subdivision rules, and he's got been in communication with Jim Allison about the Bass. They're the tax attorney, and you want to take it from there?
Yeah,
Mr. Bell. And I appreciate him following up on this while we're all here. So you might get an idea.
All right, so like I said, I came to try to speak to Commissioner Brandon earlier just to figure out what we were looking at and also get some guidance on that. I did speak to Noe Barrios with Texas Association of Counties. He actually recommended that I speak to Jim Allison with Texas Association of County Judges and Commissioners. And actually the excerpt that I read is the main problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem, and it actually reverses, it makes it less stringent because of interpretation of what is considered public use. If I myself as a landowner, and I grant that to my guests or other passers through, is that considered public use? And does that then take away the abilities of the county to require the plats be filed? So they've actually have reached out to try to get an AG opinion for clarification on that. He's also put that on the interim charges so that we can address that as we go back to interim hearings, and that'll probably have to be addressed this next session. But that was an issue that was actually added in the Senate, and that was non-negotiable as they actually went through and cleaned up the language, that they would not pull out that excerpt, and that excerpt is the main problem, what is considered public use. So some of the counties have actually, they said Williamson County was one of the counties that have actually reached out. He knew exactly what the bill number was when I called him. He says, I'm taking a lot of calls on that. We're trying to figure that out as well. And he says, we're getting both interpretations, and the legal interpretation by some of the attorneys that it actually pulls back the county's ability to enforce greater regulation. Mm-hmm. And that was not the intention either.
Well, most of the changes that I saw are in 232.0025 that has to do with the approval process. They're trying to make it streamlined and make it where we don't get an application and just sit on it and so forth. But it in no way affects 232.0015, which is the exceptions for plat requirements. It says, you know, it deals with the selling to the Veterans Land Board or dividing land amongst your family or various things like that.
I actually went to the Texas County Judges and Commissioner Association webpage, and they brought out the legislation, the key legislation from last session. This bill was not listed there at all.
That's why we reverted back to 232 earlier, because it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of muddy water in there, so to speak, and it's leaving us really rural, a big separation between rural and urban. There's a big disparity there with.
Well, and that was the only reason that I got involved. I had some citizens, constituents that actually asked, tried to follow up Commissioner Brandon, and that's why I thought it was important to go ahead and kind of give you guys an update on where we were at. We're still working on that, and this is an ongoing issue. And it will probably take an AG's opinion to get that done. But the likelihood of that being done before we even go back in next session could be slim to none. Mm-hmm. So we will have to address this next session. That was not the intention, but that was the negative unintended consequence of the bill and the language that was used.
I appreciate it.
We got a question there for the mayor, if you'd like.
If I may.
Yes, sir.
Section 232.001H prohibits counties from tracking, attacking on any additional analyses, studies, documents, or agreements that require requests, development permits, etc. That's not by state law. There's a lot of things in our rules and subdivision rules that probably are more strict than the local government. Is it the intent to take away some of the abilities that we have to check to a higher level or to require additional analyses or documents?
That was the intention on some of the other legislation, and that was problematic because I hear from our commissioner's court, rightly so, that Sanderson County is very different than Harris County or the city of Austin or Dallas-Fort Worth or anything, but they try to actually streamline that so that no county regulation can be more stringent than what state regulation is. That was not the intention of this bill whatsoever. This was actually to streamline the passing of, and it went down a rabbit hole with, there was a lot of changes in the Senate and in the process of cleaning that up. This was a bill at the very end of the session. And it should have been done earlier and had been better more.
I just don't want to have the county get in a situation where in contraindication of the state laws or any of the local government code, because there are some clauses we have that are strict.
And I'm not the best one to speak to that, but I'm glad to talk to you and get that information to you. I mean, what these guys understand, that section's going far better than that.
So,
if we do something that negatively impacts you guys, that's where I need to know so I can try to get clarification and be able to help.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Unless we challenge on it, though, I don't know why it would ever come up.
Well, like that lady that was here before, she had a ground penetrating radar done. Well, we didn't mandate that everybody has to do that. That's something she went above and beyond. And
I think the commissioner had something to do with that.
Well, we actually did, because we were very concerned about where you see them.
It's not in our regs.
It's not in our regs.
That's all I'm trying to tell you.
And the problem is we don't need to do a one-size-fits-all because
that's
the problem we have in the state.
Yeah, and that was one of the driving forces you and I have talked to me on the board. We talked today about it because of the merge between the FINGLE rules and the HUD changes from last February, and now this change here, they're kind of getting into a position posture where they're conflicting on each other and just putting us in a bad posture.
I spoke to Commissioner Natuno just 2 days ago about the HUD and the ability for us to be able to get the funds like we should have already gotten to be able to spend this.
Oh, I've had roads. I've just on that HUD deal, I've gone ahead and started. Can't wait on it.
Anything else I can help?
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Harris. Thank you. Your time.
Item number 17, consideration, discussion, possible vote to use of the courthouse square grounds for a Christian motorcycle rally event to take place on May 11, 2024. The event is hosted by Broken Clay Fellowship and sponsored by the Cold Springs Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is Broken Clay Fellowship. They're wanting to do a motorcycle rally where we gather around the square. There would be vendors on the courthouse grounds. Of course, you know, as the chamber, we know the rules for utilizing the courthouse grounds.
You tell them, when you say the grounds, we not gonna have no motorcycles pull up on the lawn. You're talking about the streets around the courthouse.
Yes, we're talking about.
I don't know if you're aware, but the city has made some bold moves to regulate what goes on the streets in town. And you best check with them as far as,
permit for.
Yes, sir, we're.
They have now implemented a permit process for that.
What's that? No, there's no permitting, required for parking in the.
For food vendors and things.
Food trucks, yes.
Are you gonna have food there?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
So we've.
What day of the week? That's a Saturday, I presume.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how it conflicts with our.
I don't think it's the same.
The dates that we have already committed, you know, to other organizations, one of which is, I mean.
Trade Day's fourth weekend, Cabinet's fifth weekend, and this would be on the second weekend. And there's no other events that day as far as I'm aware.
So is there any fees that the chambers gets out of this? Are they paying y'all?
If we decide to charge the vendors, we would charge a small vendor fee.
The city implemented a fee as well, I'm told. I hadn't read them from front to back, but at least for the permit, for the.
Yeah, for the food vendors, it's, I want to say 25 for the permit fee for food trucks.
So my only thought with the fee is the historical commission shares the profits with y'all on the ground. So if there's any profits, I think they need to be shared with the historical commissions and the chambers.
Okay.
On the fees.
So my thought is, does it have to be around the courthouse?
That's where the preferred venue is, because the courthouse is so.
I'm just saying, he's a good man.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the courthouse, yeah, it's the courthouse square. I mean, that's a significant location. That's the preferred venue.
Okay, I was just gonna suggest, we've got this ground here that could be available also, that may not fall in under some of the rules and regulations.
Of the city?
The city.
Way to go.
Just a thought, but.
If I could share right quick, we've got Pastor Phil Harrington on board with us, and he has that lot over across the street from First Baptist Church.
Okay.
That's where we'll set up a stage, and a lot of the bulk of the activity will go on there.
Awesome.
So it'll kind of be offbeat.
Tell everybody who you are, sir.
My name's Mark Mears. I'm the pastor of Broken Clay Fellowship, and I'm also the founder of Harvest Reach International. We're a missions organization working around the world, Africa and India. But we're right here in the community, and that's our heart is right here. I live in San Jacinto County, as well as Chris Lee. He's one of our elders, and our heart is for the motorcycle community. Now, when we say motorcycle rally, it will be a Christian motorcycle rally. I know that the motorcycle clubs have a stigma about them, you know, and that kind of thing. But this will be Christian. It will not be, you know,
the Banditos won't be making us.
It won't be the Lone Star Rally or the, you know, Sturgis. But as well as you guys know that these small rallies turn into something pretty large eventually, brings a lot of revenue into the places that we're at. And so that is also a part of what we would like to see is the, you know, Cold Springs is the best kept secret that there is, bottom line. And it's a great tourism place, people just don't know about it. And as far as riding goes, it's got some of the best roads to ride on as far as motorcycles go. And we want to be able to, you know, exploit that. And as well as bringing the motorcycle ministries together. There's no such thing as this, as far as I know. There's different motorcycle ministries that do things within their own organization. But as far as bringing in all the other motorcycle ministries in, I don't think there's anything like this at all. If there is, I know nothing about it. And we've researched, and we've talked to a lot of the motorcycle ministries already. And there's quite a few right here, circuit riders, priesthood, his people, and then CMA. CMA is going to be on board. That's Christian Motorcycle Association. They are the largest Christian Motorcycle Association in the world. And so those guys are going to be on board with us too. And, you know, we want to do it very organized. We want to get, you know, everything done the best we can. We don't want to block off any of the main roads. Like it's done during Christmas on the square. We don't want to do that. We want to leave those open. And the bulk of what we're doing will be on the back side back there, like I say, with the lot there. I'm pretty sure y'all are familiar. It's on Pine Road. It's just right across the street from the Baptist Church. And we'll set up a stage there, and that's where we'll have some speakers and some different bands and stuff like that. So,
as soon as I can get a motion, I think you'll have our approval.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally, a second by Commissioner Brandon. You want to make sure you get the appropriate blessings from the city,
yes.
Obviously.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys Thank very y'all. Much for hearing us.
Thank y'all.
Item number 18, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve minor plat amendment for 1/4 acre from Miss McElroy to the Evergreen Baptist Church per the attached survey, all property located in a TxDOT right-of-way and Knox County right-of-way.
Sent y'all the PDF of this the other day. This is Tricia Hawthorne with Washburn Survey, and she's got the plat and everything on this. Sent some notes and everything.
Go get him, ma'am. Sure. Ma'am, he's coming.
Mr. Woods, we've gone over this and everything else. We didn't have any issues with it. It's
that's Roland McElroy. He worked for juvenile probation for years and years before he passed. Thank you, sir.
Sir.
Good man. Well, he was talking about a good guy.
Yeah, he's matter of fact, him and my dad are real good friends.
Yeah, they
were
right out, sir.
Like this.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, they were absolutely the best.
Fine fella, I'm telling you.
Hey, I'll call you back.
Thanks. I don't really.
So this is right behind the church, right here on 945.
Yeah, they used to, I pass it every day. They used to have a travel trailer that was sitting back there. They removed it. I'm not sure.
I think Ms. McElroy is just getting working.
She's giving them a quarter of an acre to do a little playground for the kids right there.
Okay, yeah, behind.
I'm good with it.
So is it like,
are we talking about this right here?
Yeah, the quarter acre.
And, and she's wanting to cut it off of this track so she can give it to the church?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, she's going to need it to the church. Okay. Nice of them.
Well, there we go with our exceptions at 232015. If you're conveying a piece to a adjoining landowner, it's an exception to the rules.
It is.
In the statute.
It is. And they do have 50 foot of county frontage or state frontage.
There
exempt.
And I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Mars. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
So not to put you on the spot, but what kind of fee would this be associated with? Estimate, what you just did.
To do
not that. The surveying, but the minor plat.
So we did everything all together. It just depends on like the amount of property that we're doing.
Yeah.
Usually we I guess it all depends. Most of the time on doing that, because we're going out and splitting the property, we have to survey it first before
right.
we can split it. So I really can't tell
you how much. He just wanted a cheap deal for next time.
No, because I've had some horror stories.
So all these
yeah.
different survey companies charging the lady $6,000 more to do the subdivision plat
right.
than just the survey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just doing it's yeah. yeah. And it depends on the county too, like Montgomery County.
No, it's here.
Yeah, San Jacinto County is not going to be nowhere near that.
I bet
Montgomery County, Harris
enough.
County, they're going to be a lot higher yeah. because yeah. there's a lot more that goes into it.
Yeah, I bet Miss Flats was hired, man.
Oh, I imagine.
But Montgomery, or San Jacinto County, we don't charge nowhere near that.
I've heard that ground penetrating stuff.
Just doing a minor plat like that.
Maybe they need to call you. Well, this is not a minor plat, though. This
right.
is a full-fledged subdivision.
Yeah.
That's a good head when you look at
it. It work. The full plat,
yeah, yeah.
But I
depends on how big the company is and what you want to do.
How much grief we give you?
Yeah.
You know, he's my neighbor. No, that's mine. They're my old ones and the new ones.
Thank you.
I brought them all in this time.
You got one of each? Two of each.
What?
How many do you have? 11, 1, 5, 1.
One. Yeah, one.
You're doing that. I'll do this.
You gonna buy one? Damn, they're the same. They're all the same.
All right.
Just some are bigger. That's it right there. I got a big ram like a 551 drum. What surname and city are you with?
Washburn.
Washburn.
Well, Kensable. You don't have to sign those. Oh, yeah, you do have to. And then I'll take it over there and have it filed.
Sir?
You want a paper cut?
I get.
Yes, sir.
I got one.
And they'll stamp it over there.
Which one are they on?
They'll fill out the rest of it.
Oh, that's that one you think's a blue net.
There you go.
Not believe it. I'm out here that day. Somebody blew it.
You got one of these down here. You got another.
Mm-hmm.
Dog standing over there says Mark.
Oh, this is mine. You don't think I'm doing this one?
There you go, Marco. You got him. This is David. Yeah.
This guy across from the cemetery. Across from that cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah, this.
This is right across the street from the cemetery, isn't it?
Across
it. I had a brother and a sister buried right there.
That
would
even be the bad guy this time.
No, mine
was the bad
guy.
What kind of water are they? Sure was that day you voted for that damn selling that building. Still are.
I don't even see
but I think it's smaller than not the same.
It is.
Sorry.
2.03. Peach Creek's going to be over here. I don't think it touches it, but it's... All right. Item number, y'all done signing the last one?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I
don't want to get ahead of nobody. Item number 19, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve minor plat for Raul Diaz off of Brown Road, 3081 side, Daniel Quimby, that's a survey out there in the west end of the county, tract 249, separating 19.676 acre tract into four separate acreage lots as noted on the plat. All parcels are all on the county road known as Brown Road. Lot 1 is 3.048 acres, lot 2 is 2.52 acres, lot 3 is 2.075 acres, and lot 4 is 2.003 acres, to be known as the Diaz Estates.
This one here, they, it's family, they're subdividing this 9-acre tract family members, all frontage on the road, Brown Road. Mark looked at it, and I looked at it. We didn't find any issues with it. Yeah, plenty of road frontage. Actually, the road went through part of the property, and they're correcting that, so he can get off the tax road.
So here we go. We're going to let somebody divide 4 acres, 4 tracts. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this before. If it's a family division, that's one thing. Is this a family division?
Yes.
But the rules on a second
division. The rules don't allow
times.
A family. It doesn't make any difference.
Sir?
The
rule says 4 times and 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's only 4 lots.
It is going to be deeded to a family member.
They're all family members. That's why it's called the Diaz estate.
Well, it sure doesn't look right when you make another person jump through a bunch of hoops and do the same thing. That's
why we need that. That's why Ernest is here today, because we need that clarity.
Yes, I get that, but I'm just saying.
Is anybody here from that family?
I think they're running. Probably can't. Okay. They plan on coming.
Well, they represented to you that it's family division.
That's correct.
It's
so it's a mini
local.
Plat. It's not a variance. It's a mini plat. We're approving a mini plat, not a variance.
I don't know what a mini plat is. It's just. It's under 232.015. It's an exception. If it's a family, yeah, if they tell us that, we kind of have to take them at their word. I guess if they record deeds to somebody else,
then what do you do?
Well, I take some legal action if you were that serious about it. But they've got the drainage ditches, they've got the elevation certificates, there's plenty of frontage.
They did a good job. Looks really
it
good.
Is an exception, but it looked like they're doing it according to the rules anyway.
They are. And Mayor Wood has gone over all their notes, the field notes and everything.
And they got elevation.
Yeah, they
looks like about every 15 feet they got an elevation line.
They went through.
And just one particular lot, there's only 4 foot change in elevation over 200 feet there in one spot. I mean, it's
got 1 foot contour.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fairly level land from what I can tell.
It is fairly level. It's a slight increase, right? Well, you know, when you go behind the church, it makes it gradual.
Yeah, it's right across from the church, and then the.
Huh? I know. Yeah, I know where it is.
Church is up here.
Church is up here. I'm just saying that whole
but
property.
The cemetery.
Yeah, just kind of slopes up.
Just right. Oh, right.
I remember my own.
270.
I'll make a motion.
That's all you say. Is that a motion?
I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally, a second by Commissioner Brandon to approve the Diaz estate plat to be divided into 4 tracts under the family exception. Any other questions? Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
These guys do good work as well.
They do.
But now you're
this guy here is the first time I drilled that way.
They did a short job on these guys.
They come out and did it. $1,200.
Now I remember when you used to do that for $250. But that days are gone.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's confusing sometimes.
Let's see, he's got more than one place. So.
That's like we got up in the news. Well, it looks like it's not. I see right there. Approved.
They're very familiar with that whole
thing. Yeah, clerk, you got two or three spots to sign yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one of them. Yeah, I just thought over.
No, no. I have no idea.
Oh, I forgot. There's another spot up here. Bates, you hadn't put none of that stuff on yet, have you?
No, I'm going to add it today.
I'm going to do that. Look at every one of them. I don't have one.
with some of them, there's two in particular that really push it back. And I get their point. And I understand it. Of course, you got other ones on here, they're just.
I told her as soon as she got back in the conference, just send it over and have it in the report.
I don't know, that's left pretty much.
We probably ought to think this through a little more.
Is that something that I really need to do?
Yes, sir.
That one?
Where'd we stop? 19? Y'all wanna go back to, did y'all say y'all wanna go back to?
Commissioner Mack, I wanna go back to 15.
15. Okay, we'll go back to 15. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to appoint board member to San Jacinto County Emergency Services District Precinct 3 positions for 2024 and 2025.
Okay, on item 15, I'm gonna make a motion to leave the existing board member on there, Mr. Brian Mays, under some discussion that's been had.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally, a second by Commissioner Tuno. Any questions? There's Denise. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, sir. Item number 20, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve permission for Peach Creek Timber Environmental to clear vegetation trees from right away for possible future driveway and road work on Fostoria Tram if permit approved by TCEQ. We kind of talked about the other day, and this is kind of belt suspenders. I mean, you're the commissioner and you're the man over the right of ways, just like in each. And if you wanted to clear it off, that's just something your hands wouldn't have to do.
And that's true, but I'm just trying to be transparent.
No, I know.
You know, because we approved them putting out that driveway and their signage here, and they're actually, I found out, they're required by statute to put a sign out, a certain verbiage on there. I sent that the other day. And it has to be visible. So they're saying, well, we'll go out there and clear it and take care of it. You know?
That's maintenance.
So
long as it's, we're just talking about the right of way. Now, we're not authorizing to clear no brush on no landowner.
No. This is strictly on our right of way. The brush, any brush they clear past ours is going to be on their property. So it's not, you know.
It's kind of like you're subbing it out. Well, how much is the charge? Well, there ain't no charge. Cheap enough.
Are you good with that?
You don't need a motion or nothing for that, dude.
I'll make a motion to leave it up to the commissioner to kind of guide us for the contractor to clear the right-of-way on Fostoria Road as stated.
I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally.
Second
by Commissioner Brandon. I don't think he absolutely has to, but
no, I didn't know. I didn't know if he seconded. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you get ready to do something like that,
no, I agree.
Y'all are the boss over the right of ways, and you. I mean, that's my opinion.
I agree.
Any other comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Item number 21, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary action for the Innovation Center. Anything going on with that?
I haven't heard anything from Johnny.
The generator will be here the 1st of February now.
So is that the third time?
Did we ever make any decision? I know we rode the horse to death about what we was going to do with the floor. Did we actually decide to do
voted on that?
Well, I thought, didn't we?
Yeah, I think
we're going to do the hallways and stuff.
Okay. Put that seat that doesn't sit.
Okay.
I think we voted on to do that.
I think we did. I just
how much? I think like what, either 4 or 6 thousand.
Just under, I think.
It
was
$3,000
for the hallway, and it was
$1,500
spent on the emblem. And we was
going to use the money
that's coming back, something else, kind of offset that cost. If it goes back to the grantee, I guess, not. I mean, where does it go? If we don't use the money from the grant.
Yeah, it goes back to them.
It's depends on which portion of money we're talking about. I mean, we didn't have enough money to do the whole thing with the original grant money, and then the supplemental money is recovery money, and if it's recovery money, it'll go back into, I'd say put it on fixing that leak in the courthouse or something, but that's just, one might argue if it's done properly, I think we would, I don't see us giving the money back to them, not when we were a million short.
No, I think there's retention on that thing.
Well, the contractor will probably have to give us credit at about $5,000 to $7,000.
Yeah, that's what we kind of does take over.
Those resolutions haven't been finished yet.
All right. Well, nothing we need to vote on at this point on that, huh?
No. Nothing that costs more.
No, we need to get some action on it going.
I agree.
Nobody has even contacted the guy that gave us the bid. Well,
I thought you was ramrodding that deal. Go ahead with it.
You talking about Pat?
Whoever. I figured.
I was the one that got the price, but I was never instructed.
Well, go on, call him. Yeah. You're cracking on.
Yeah, I just assumed that.
Donnie,
I'm fine with that.
You want to call? He's
call
in
him.
The precinct.
Call Pat.
Huh?
Call Pat. It don't matter. I don't care. Call him.
Well, y'all get together on who's calling.
Yeah, just call him.
Let's move on.
I mean, Pat's
okay.
A good dude.
Okay, that's all I needed was consensus from the court. You know.
All right. If you meet with them, Laddie, give them a. Make a copy of them, if he come by the office, I'll give him a copy of them rules and regulations or them deed restrictions she just did over it.
Those are good.
He'll really like that.
Yeah, those are good.
It might lower our price.
I don't know.
I got an extra set here. I'll give it to him when I see him.
Okay. You know, Ralph is going to build another house on down there.
That's what I heard you say.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We'll give his other house to his daughter then.
Tyler's up in Dallas or somewhere, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's gonna give his house to that girl of theirs. Yeah.
All right, item number 6, consider approval of claims.
I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions about any, y'all see anything you got a question about? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Item number 7, consider approval of budget amendments or revenue certifications. Did you have one you were going to pull back?
That one. Those monies actually, I've been in much research and study with Ms. Shelley, and those funds actually belong into the elections fund. The actual fund in 78, they do not belong in the general fund, so I won't be certifying it. I will be moving it and putting it all in 78 fund. per, and I didn't bring it with me, but it's under election code.
Well, so we don't have any to do then?
No, there's no
action.
And then she can further pay these bills out of that account?
Yes, she can pay, yes.
The Senate Bill 22, law enforcement grant from the governor's office, we got the application submitted last week on the 17th, and the next move is they'll send us the contract to sign, DocuSign, I believe, just for y'all's information. The district attorney, I think, the DA's office has they made it optional. I could do it. He was already on it, and I think he's got his submitted as well.
So is this the Lone Star that's in progress here?
The Lone Star is something they're going down for. They weren't approved of it last year, apparently.
They turned it down.
Senate Bill 22 and Lone Star are two
different. Right. It says here, and I'm like,
that's the first one that got denied last year that got denied.
All right, so
they reapplied.
They do know they had to get permission to apply for this, right?
Yes, I think he gave it to them and said something about putting it on court next month,
supposed to be on the court next month.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it was sitting here, and it was just two of the similar items.
It's going to be on court next month.
He gave it to y'all.
Agenda.
Yeah,
it was strictly coincidental. I mentioned that about that other one.
Well, he just laid this. Just down there talking about that. To get done so they can fund it in October.
Mm-hmm.
Which one has to come in?
10-15. Nothing, they just went out.
That's the board.
They just went out. They did.
Yeah. Well, now, we filed an application last year, and this paperwork, says pending, application pending submission. I thought they were going to just keep the same application number and you just re-urge, you know, they got to reapply. That's probably cleaner.
Well, they're showing a lot more. They're having to show everything at this time about the killings. And, you know, we do this and we do that.
They got to show some financial stuff.
Well, I suspect they got lots and lots of applications for those counties around them that actually own the board. We can try, I guess. Item number 8, consider approval of minutes of meetings December 13th, 2023, December 27th. We didn't have a quorum. A couple of us showed up, and you got some sort of minutes showing that, I guess.
Yes.
You know your neighbor up there.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. Second by Commissioner McAnally. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
You're on the show, Joe. You know, that's my cousin. Jerry, for sure. My mom and his dad, his brother's sister. Don't hold that against me.
Oh, okay. Number 9, receive and consider approval of December 2023 departmental reports.
Fire Marshal, DPS, and Environmental. We got some of them last
week. Little brother. That's Jerry Vandal. Anyways, John.
That's a motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner McAnally. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. I'd entertain a motion to go to the House.
I'll make that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.